On creation, where Adam wonders where he came from. Remember the Garden of Eden, with Adam and Eve all alone? He wonders where they had come from, with no one to call and no phone. Did life start from a slimy ooze, said Adam, awaking from a good snooze. I have no idea, replied darling Eve, I'm busy, dear, stitching this hole in your sleeve. Undaunted, he pondered, there's you and there's me, pity that no one calls in for tea. His own incarnation, he wished to resolve the question before him, how did he evolve? Where did you come from, dearest? He offered, his question sincere. Eve sighed, oh Adam, stop thinking, please do something useful round here, cut wood or mend the table, although I do confide, I know we came from somewhere, you feel it deep inside. From where? Don't ask, there is no clue, why is it only me and you? Right, it's finished, look, there's your tunic, come sit and let us just be. Enough of your endless questions, do look at this beautiful tree. The peace and the calm, O Adam, please try to stay awake. I hope this never changes. Gosh, look at the size of that snake. Being wary of dubious serpents, Adam hastily scared it away. Snake smirked as it silently slithered, winking at Eve on the way. He returned to his pressing dilemma, both perplexed and increasingly sad. Did they arrive in this garden with no hint of a mum or a dad? Was it years of evolution or act of God one night? He'd not had the chance to see Star Trek to beam down in a vortex of light. You know that when you start afresh, a novel thought will help address some problem, scheme or challenge near. Next thing, you have a bright idea. He jumped. Eureka moment, it came as sudden flash. Everything, yes, everything, to be just as it ought, comes from the same beginning, a simple, loving thought. That's cracked this whole creation lark, while once all here was space and dark. A thought sublime began the train that can all earthly life explain. Before the birth of matter, of bodies, stars and sea, key thoughts were gently floated this universe to be. He felt from potent thoughts divine, light energies might form the fundamental particles that herald cosmic dawn. From primal force to matter, a process subtle and slow, then bugs and bees, fish, sheep and trees brought life to the earth we know. He glanced around, excited. If all on earth evolved, this was more than crucial, as his question may be solved. Though I struggle with astrophysics, he muttered as fleeting aside, Eve, there's a chance we have neighbours who so far have managed to hide. Eve was watching the sunset, relaxing with rather stiff gin. Should she mention her vague recollection of something referred to as sin? Dearest, do settle, accept we are here. Have faith, there is no need to try. It would help if you pick me an apple. I'll tempt you with freshly made pie. Who knows if we have any neighbours, they fail to appear as of yet. It's love that is really what matters, that's something you tend to forget. Dear Adam, I wish you'd stop thinking. Let's enjoy being husband and wife. If I'm wrong, and you'd give me a moment, we could always create human life.